of Yud Amid Beis, 10B at the very bottom. This is Rabbi Kovacs coming at you from Baltimore, Maryland. And to you, Daf Yomi listeners out there around the world, good morning and have a great day. We are at Amar Rava, and Rava is going to tell us, we've been discussing some of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, some of the instruments used in the temple, instruments used both to do the avoda, and we're going to talk about musical instruments as well. It's going to be a very interesting daf. We do have a monthly Talmud Torah sponsor in honor of the members of Suburban for their warmth. So let's warm up in here. Amar Rava, Bar Shela, Amar Rav Matna, Amar Shmuel, Magrefa Haizo B'Mikdash. There was a magrefa in the Mikdash. Now, magrefa is usually a shovel, and Rashi here says this magrefa is a shovel for removing the ashes for what we call Trumat Adeshin. Trumat Adeshin is the first avoda in the morning, which is actually removing the ashes from last night's haktara and symbolically taking some of them off. So we see every morning we start the avoda by finishing up by using the remainder of yesterday's avoda. So it's a symbol of continuity. So here we are every day in Daf Yomi. We're finishing up the last line of yesterday's daf. So we're Mekayim Trumas Adeshin. So Baruch Hashem. Tosus says this wasn't really a shovel. This was, as we're going to see, it's a musical instrument. He says the shovel, the magrefa, was a shovel. There was a different magrefa, which was a musical instrument. And that instrument is what we're talking about right here. So magrefa haita b'mikdash, turning over to the top of 11. Asara nikavim hayuba, it had 10 holes in it. Obviously, you don't want holes in a real shovel. This is some sort of woodwind instrument with holes for the stops to make music. The kol echad ve'echad motzi asara minei zemer. And every hole could be used to make 10 different musical notes. Nimset kula motzia meya minei zemer. So this instrument could produce 100 different notes or 100 different sounds. Bemasnisa tana. And there's a Baraisa that also talks about this musical instrument. Hi Amma, the body of this Magrefa instrument was an Amma. Gvoa Amma, and its height was an Amma. Vikata Yotze Mena, and there was a handle coming out of it. So it seems to be some sort of guitar-shaped instrument, where the body was an Amma by an Amma, and there was some sort of neck. But it also seems that there were holes in it like it was a woodwind. So I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it was some sort of shovel-shaped instrument. Vesara nikavim hayuba, it had 10 holes in it, kol echad motzi meya mine zemer. And this variation of the teaching, it says that every hole could make 100 different sounds. Nimset kula motzia elif mine zemer. So you see there were 1,000 different notes or sounds this instrument could produce. So it's a very complex kind of instrument. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, simanech matnita guzma. Your siman to know that the Baraisa has a larger number is masnisa guzma. Now, guzma usually means exaggeration. Here, I don't think he means it that it's exaggerating. He means that the matnita, the Baraisa, has a different version, which is a larger number. The Ben Ish Chai, the Ben Yehuda, says these 10 holes, it's a little early in the morning for Ben Ish Chai, but we're going to try anyway, that these 10 holes are the 10 sfirot, that the 10 channels. It's very hard to translate Zohar words into actual English, especially at 6 a.m., but there are 10 spiritual channels through which spiritual energy flows in different ways into the world, and these 10 holes in this instrument represent those 10 spherot, and then they bring variations of spiritual energy from the spiritual realm into the physical realm, and the music that it made was sort of an amazing spiritual music that was metaken the physical through the spiritual. Please look in the Ben Yehuda after your coffee has started working. Good, two dots. The Avde Kohanim Hayos, we had a machlokis back in the Mishnah, yesterday's Mishnah, of who was playing the instruments. And there was a three-way machlokis at the end of the Mishnah. Avde Kohanim Hayu, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Amer, Mishpachat Beit Pagras, Beit Tziporim Me'amaus, Me'amum Hayu, Mesim Lekihuna, and they could marry Kohanim, Rabbi Hanina ben Tignus, and Mer Levim Hayu. So was it Avdei Kohanim? Was it really Avadim? They could be Evan Kanani. They were not really Miuchas Jews. Or was it really Miuchas Jews from certain families who were bucking the instruments? Or was it Levim who had to play the instruments? So now the Gemara is going to explain the basis for this machlokis and the ramifications of it. Lema Bahakam Leflige. Why don't we say this is where they differ? Demanda Amar Avadim Hayu, that was Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. He said they were Avadim because Savar Iker Shira Bepe. He holds that the critical part of the Shir, in the Mikdash was the singing. Bepeh means in the mouth, that the singing was really the critical part, and obviously the singing would be done by the Levim, Kli Levasume Kola Hudavidi, and the Kli, the musical instruments, were only to spice up the voice. That's what they were there for. Lebasume, we have this all the time, Bore Mine Bisamim. We have in Purim, Chayev Adam Livasume Adaloyada. So Besa means spiced up. So the instrumentation was to spice up the vocals, but the vocals were the ikar, and therefore the vocals needed Levim, but the instruments could be even Avadim, could be anyone. Manda Amar Levim Hayu, the one who holds they were Levim, were playing the instruments also. Kisavar Ikar Shira Bekli. He holds that the main part of the song is actually the instruments. And since the Levim are commanded, we're going to see, we saw yesterday a little already, that the Levim are supposed to make the music, so it really has to be Levim playing the instruments. Batispera, Rabbi Yossi, but what about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi had sort of the middle view. Rabbi Yossi said they were Yisraelim from certain cities. They were Miuchas Yisraelim from good families that could marry into the Kahuna. Now we know Kohanim, Said will tell you, Kohanim do not marry their daughters just to anyone. You know, they need someone who's really Miuchas. So Kohanim will tell you. So these families would marry into the Kahuna. They would marry daughters of Kohanim, or the Kohanim would marry even to them, because we knew they were really Miuchas Jews. So it's sort of a middle opinion. We don't need Levim, but we can't use Avadim. We need to use something in the middle. So Tisper Rabbi Yossi, so what's his source? My Kesavar, what does he hold? E Kesavar Iker Shir Bepeh. If he holds, the main thing is the singing, the vocals. Avadim Sagif. So for the instruments, you could even use Avadim, because the Iker is really the song, the vocals. E Kesavar Iker Shir Bekli. If he holds that the main part of the song is the instruments, Levim Beinan. So really, you should need Levim to be playing the instruments. Lolem Kesavar Iker Shir Bepeh. So really, he holds the main part of the song is the vocals. And the reason he wants Miuchas Jews up there on the bandstand, we call it, Duchan, which translates bandstand. Why are they up there? Hacha V'malin Meduchan L'yuchsin L'ma'aisrot K'mithlgei. And what he disagrees with is, do we raise up someone who's on the bandstand, on the Duchan, to Yuchsin, we assume he's a Miyuchas Jew who can marry into Kahuna, and to Meiser. And if he's a Levi, we'll assume we could give him Meiser. That's what their disagreement is. Manda Amar Avadim Hayu. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah says, even Avadim were playing these musical instruments. Kesavar Ein Ma'alin Meducha. We don't assume someone standing in the bandstand, lo li Yuchsin, lo li Meiser. We wouldn't assume he can marry your daughter, and we wouldn't assume we give him Meiser, because we can't give Meiser only to a Levi, because there's Trumat Meiser in it. Now, really, nowadays, we don't give Meiser always to the Levim. There's actually a Knas that Ezra made, if we remember the end of Masechet Kiddushin. Kiddushin was a long time ago, friends, but at the end there, in Asar Yichzin, we say they didn't come up from Bavel. The Yisraelim came, Kohanim came, but the Levim who came from Bavel, they came with the broken thumbs, because they broke their thumbs on purpose, so they would not have to play music for Nebuchadnezzar. But the Levim who could play instruments didn't come, so Ezra made a knas. We should not give them the Meiser Sheni. And he could do that because it's taking away from the Shevet, but it's not Usser Meiser Sheni except for the Trumat Meiser Shabo. So you have to take off the Trumat Meiser in any event. Don't try that at home. Consult your local Orthodox rabbi if you accidentally make Truma or Meiser. So Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah says even Avadim could play the instruments, because we wouldn't assume someone sitting on the bandstand in the band, we wouldn't assume that they're eligible to marry in Tekuda, to marry your daughter, and we would not give them Meiser. Mandam Levim Hayu, the one who holds Levim, were playing the instruments. Kesavar Malin Meduchan, Bein LeYuchsin, Bein LeMeiser. If we see someone on the bandstand, not only would we want to marry our daughter to them because we know they're miuchas, we would also give them Meiser because we know that they're a Levi, because only Levim were playing instruments. Lamandamer Yisraelim Hayu, in this middle opinion, Rabbi Yossi, that Yisraelim were playing instruments, Kesavar Malin Meduchel and Yuchsin, we see someone on the bandstand, you know he's a miuchas Jew, and you can marry your daughter to him, below the Meiser. But you know he's not necessarily a Levi, that the singers are Levim, but the players in the band are not necessarily Levim. So he's a good Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi, it's an amazing thing. And for us young men, and I include myself in the cloud of young men still, 50 years ago, there was not a lot of Jewish music like we have today. And really, really, Shlomo Carlebach, he brought it back in a very strong way. And he now we have Jewish music today that we haven't had in a long time. It's pervasive, and it's amazing to have so much Jewish music. And now we have Jewish singers, Jewish instrumentalists. We have a lot of music going on, because why do we have this now? In the last 50 years, 60 years, it's really taken off. Because what happened 50 years ago? Rabotai, what happened? 50 years ago, Har Habayit Bi'adenu, 1967. Har Habayit Bi'adenu, it's coming. Rabotai, we're going to need Levim singing. We're going to need Yisraelim playing instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. Jewish music is, I have an amen in the audience. Jewish music is making a comeback because Hashem is preparing the world for Geula and the Beis HaMikdash. You heard it here first. There we go. At the two dots. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Hashir me'akev es ha-karban. The shir prevents the karban. So it's the shir is part of the karban. Now we're going to see a little later that really they would say sing the shir when they were pouring the nesachim. We're going to see this a little later, but we're going to have the source. Why is the shir that the Levim are singing with the music so critical? So Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the shir is me'ak of the carbon. It prevents the carbon from being completed in some way. Chachamim amrim eino me'ak of the chachamim says it doesn't really prevent it, but it's still a good idea. My time with Rabbi Meir, damar kro ve'etne et levim netunim la'aron levonov mitoch bnei Yisrael. So Hashem says, I have given the levim, they're given over to Aharon and his sons, the kohanim, from within bnei Yisrael. Lechaper al bnei Yisrael, to be a kapara. So the Levim, somehow, something the Levim do is a kapara for all of Am Yisrael. Ma kapara me'akevet, just like kapara is me'akev, the carbon has to be mechaper, has to be done correctly. Afshira me'akevet, so too the avod of Levim, which is the song, is me'akevet, holds back. For Rabbanan and the rabbis who say the shir is not me'akevet, achu le'idach to Rabbi Elazar. They learn that out for the teaching of Rabbi Elazar. Dam Rabbi Elazar, ma kapara bayom, just like kapara, the carbon has to be completed. We remember from Zvachim, zrika of the dam makes the kapara. Ma kapara bayom can only be done by day. Af shira bayom, he says the shira, the singing is only done during the day. So there was no song during the day. So please turn down your music at night so we can sleep. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel minayin ikar shira min haTorah. So how do we know that shira is min haTorah? That the concept of song and song being required, that Shira is from the Torah. The Tosa is going to explain that it's an avoda. That we know that Kohanim have their avodas that they do in the Mikdash, and that the Shira for Levim is an avoda, has that status. Shenamar v'sheret b'shem Hashem Elokav, and he will serve in the name of Hashem his God. And the pasuk is. It continues. So he's one of the Levim, and he serves in the name of Hashem. Ezehu sherut shebeshem. So what is the service that involves the name? Now Rashi says because they're mentioning the name in the songs. Now there's interesting discussion. If somebody's singing Shabbos songs and they have the name of Hashem in them, should he be saying the name of Hashem? There's a big machlokus about that. If he's just singing a song, he's being silly, or if he's being very serious, and the name is mentioned in a pasuk. There's really a lot of ins and outs to this. If you should be saying the name of Hashem when you are learning Torah, it's very good to say the name of Hashem when you're reading Pesukim, when you're doing your Shirai Mikra. But for songs, there's a bit of a machlokis. But it seems to be that the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash were saying the name of Hashem when they were singing out the Tehillim. So it's even that very clearly. So what is the Sheyut Shebeshem? Havim Erza Shira. That's singing the songs, Levim songs. Eima Nesiut Kapayim, or it could also be Birkas Kohanim, when the Kohanim come up. And they give us a bracha by the Sephardim every day, by the Ashkenazim only when you're happy, which apparently is only on Yom Tov. So I feel very sorry for you that you're only happy on Yom Tov. The Sephardim do this every day of Nesiut Kapayim, that the Kohanim bench us, and they give us a bracha with the name of Hashem. Midichtiv lesharto levarach bishmo, with the Oyarvid of Pasuk, to serve them and to give them a bracha with the name. Miklol de Birkas Kohanim lov sheirusi. So Birkas Kohanim is not called a sheirus, but it's called a benching for us. It's a bracha for us. Rav Matna Amar Mihacha. So Rav Matna says, here's a source that Shira is from the Torah. Tachat asher lo avadta et Hashem Elokecha besimcha of tuv levav. So this is by the Tochacha. Rabbi say, this is a very scary pasuk. And Hashem says, why am I bringing all these curses on Am Yisrael, these horrible things that happened to us a long time ago? We should be done with them. He says, because you did not serve Hashem with simcha, v'tuv levav, merov kol, and with a good heart when you had everything. Rabbi say, we had everything, but we weren't happy about it. We see in Pirkei Avos, we already know, a person can have everything and be depressed. And a person who's the Ashir Asamech Behelko, a person can have very little and they'll be very happy. But we had everything and we were not happy with it, and Hashem had to remind us where everything comes from. So, Eizehi Avoda Shebesimcha, what's the Avoda that's Besimcha? V'tuv Levav, Chavimir Zashira. So that's singing. So Rashi says no one really sings until, if someone's happy, they're going to sing. If someone's really, fundamentally, their ikar is joy, they're going to start singing. They're going to express themselves in song. The Maharsha here says that song counteracts depression. That if they're not happy, start singing, and it will remove the bad mood from you. We saw this by Shaul, by King Saul. He got David to play the harp and to sing for him. So David HaMelech got his start as a musician, singing for Shaul to remove the depression from Shaul. So it's interesting that Rashi says the simcha comes first, and then you burst out in song. And Maharsha says even if you're sad right now, you start singing, you get some appropriate kosher Jewish music, and it's going to lift your spirits. So two approaches to shira and simcha. V'eima divrei Torah, but also divrei Torah is also simcha. Dichsiv b'kudei Hashem yisharim misamchei lev, that the statutes of Hashem are upright and they will gladden your heart. So the Gemara says misamchei lev ikrei, they're called gladdening your heart. Tov lo ikri, but they're not called necessarily good. So Tosfos points out, we do see that Divrei Torah is called good. It says, lekach tov natati lechem. It says, tov li torat picha. So he says, but it's not called tov lev. So Tosfos says, tov lev together, if you want a good heart, it's a happy heart, that involves song, that involves singing. But Torah is definitely good, and it's definitely misameach, and learning Torah will definitely help you out. And so it's funny, we're learning Torah lishma, even b'simcha, even we're having hana from it, it's still lishma, it's still very good to get the simcha from Torah. So tov lev is song, and Torah is only tov, still good. V'eima bikurim, so why don't we know that tov, it refers to bikurim here? Dichsiv is samachta b'kol atuv. So tov ikri, tov levav, lo ikri. So again, song is called tov levav. It's good. It's good in the heart. And bikurim is just called tov. That's just good. Amar of matna minayin the bikurim shetunin shira. How do you know that bikurim, that bringing the first fruits to the mikdash, needs shir? Atia tov tov mechacha. So we learn tov out of here. We learn tov, that tov by song is called tov levav, and tov is mentioned by bikurim. So you should sing when they bring bikurim. Eini, is this true? Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Yochanan, he gives us a detail about when they were singing. Minayin she'ein omrim shira ela ala yain. How do you know they're only singing over the wine? This doesn't mean they were drinking and having a drinking song. This means that they were singing when they poured the nisuch hayayin on the mizbeach. So with the carbon, the karbanos tzibur that require a nisuch hayayin, a pouring wine on the mizbeach, they would actually sing the song at the time of pouring the wine, which was, it could be at the same time, or it could be a little sometime after the actual carbon itself, the actual animal itself was brought. Shemar v'tomer lehem a gefin, should the grape vine say to you, hechdalti es tiroshi, I will withhold my wine, ham sameach elukim v'anashim, which gladdens Hashem and people. Im anashim misameach, we understand, Rabose, we understand that wine gladdens people. We see this all the time, it's called Kiddush Club. Elokim b'ma misameach, but how does wine gladden Hashem? Hashem does not drink wine. Hashem does not need our wine. Hashem does not need our karbanos. Hashem does not need our libations. Hashem doesn't need anything from us. But it does make Hashem happy when Hashem sees his children doing his will and doing his divine service, because it's good for us. Learning Torah, doing avoda, it's good for us, and Hashem wants what's best for us. Hashem doesn't need our wine and our meat. But Baruch Hashem, Hashem sees us doing his will, and he loves it, and it's good. So from here we say, sing the shira. The Levim would make the song where they were pouring the nisuch hayayin. Mashkachas la, we find this. Kedikatani Rabbi Yosi. So by bikurim, how is wine involved? Kedikatani Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi explains. Pri atah mevi. You're supposed to bring the actual fruit as bikurim from the shivas aminim, from the seven species of Eretz Yisrael. You bring the first fruits. Used to tie a ribbon around it, and then when it grew up, they would bring it to Yerushalayim in special, nice baskets, golden baskets. Everyone would come out and see them. It was a big procession. It was a big deal. V'iyatamevi mashkin. You're not supposed to bring the liquids, the juice or the oil. Heavy anadin v'darchan. But if you brought grapes and then you pressed them into grape juice or wine, minayin tamalom or tavi. That's still a bikurim. If you brought grape juice or wine from your first fruits, that still counts as a bikurim. So therefore, and Tosfos explains, since we would say shira on this wine, which is a bikurim, we're going to extend it to all the bikurim. Let's say shira on all the bikurim, even the ones that are still in the fruit form, still are wheats or pomegranates or whatever they are, then they haven't been squeezed into juice. Chizkia Amar Mechacha. The two dots, Chizkia says, here's our source. Uchineyahu Sar Halevim. There's questions on the Girsa here, but it seems to be Bimasa Yasur Ki Mevin Hu. So it seems that this Chineyahu, he was made an officer on the Levim for their Masa. Masa usually means lifting up, because he was understanding. He was very smart. Now, we understand that Masa is used when the Kohanim, when the Levim were schlepping the Kelim of the Mikdash. It was called Avodas Masa. We're going to see Masa is carrying, but here it could mean raising. And just carrying things around doesn't need a lot of Bina. Bina is a very deep understanding. This really means, the Gemara is going to explain, Altikri Yasur Ele Yashir. So he's really made the officer over the singing, which does require Bina. So this masa is what we call in English raising your voice in song. So this masa raising is really raising your voice, raising the band together to make song together. So he had bina, so he was made the officer over this. Bovotni Yom Rabbi Yochanan Michacha. So Rabbi Yochanan's source, la'avod avodat avoda. To do the avoda of avoda. This is really strange. Ezehu avoda shetzricha avoda. So the way Rabbi Yochanan learns this is, what is the avodah? What is the service that needs its own service? Have omer zo shira. This is shira. What do you have to do in order to sing? Rabbi Yochanan, you have to practice. And this is good musar, because some people get up and they think they're a chazan, and it's tircha de tzibura. They're giving people a headache. They should practice. They should go home and practice. So it's not me saying this. It's Rabbi Yochanan saying this. That shira needs practice, that making music needs a lot of practice to make it correctly the way Hashem wants you to make it. Good. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Mehach. Rabbi Yitzhak says, here's a source. Su zimra utznu tov kinor na'im im navel. They raise up the song, they've got the drums, they've got the harps, and they've got the navel, which is a different kind of instrument. So we see that they're coming together in song. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzhak Amar Mehacha. Yisu kolam yeronu. Begeon Hashem Tzahalo Miyam. So they will lift up their voice and sing together for the glory of Hashem shining from the ocean. I see a lot of sources that they need to sing together, referring to the Levium, that they need to sing together. Good. Last two dots, four lines up from the bottom of 11a. Tana Maiti Lamehacha. There's a Mishnah that brings it from here. V'livnei kechat lo natan. That Hashem did not give wagons to the Bnei Kehat, ki avodata kodesh alehem bekatef yisau, because the holy work is on them, literally on them, on their shoulders yisau. They will carry, or we'll see Rabbi say, they will raise. So they didn't need wagons. It was all done by hand and by shoulder. Mimashma shenemar bekatef. Since the pasuk tells us their avoda is literally on their shoulder, they were carrying the kelim, by the poles that would be coming out of the kelim on their shoulders. And the odeya sheyisau, of course, it involves masa sheyisau, that they raise it up. So it's redundant. It says katef and it says masa. Malto melomer yisau, en yisau ele lashon shira. So this yisau is, as I translated before, raising your voice in song. So not only do they do avoda on their shoulders, but they also can sing. Kenhu omer. And also it says, Se'u zimra tnu tof. We have this lashon that we just cited in the last source. They will raise their voice. Se'u, lashon nesiut, raising up, also means raising your voice. V'omer yisu kolam yeronu v'chulu. Good. So, Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mehacha. He is a great source. Moshe yedaber. Moshe would speak to Hashem by Aseres Adibus. Elokim ya'anenu bekol. And Hashem would answer him in voice. So obviously, if Hashem is answering him, Hashem is using his voice. Turning over to Amud Beis. So what does it mean? Bekol al iske kol. On the matters of singing, on the halachas of Levim singing. Rashi points out, Shehaya mitzaveyu l'shorer. Hashem commanded Moshe to sing. Lefisha Moshe Levi Haya. So you heard it here first in the Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu was singing with the Levim. He was in the band. Beautiful. Ravashi Amar Mehacha Vahi Keachad lemechatzatzrim lemeshorim. So, and he'll be one of the players, one of the singers, lahashmia kol echad, to bring one voice, one song. Rabbi Yochanan amar mihacha, v'lo yamutu gam hem gam atem. They shouldn't die, not you and not them. So this is going to take some explanation. The Kohanim are told not to do a different kind of vote. And Levim also, if they had a certain avoda, the B'nai Kehat, the B'nai Gershon, we understand they all had their own job. And the Kohanim had their own job. We don't want the Levim doing the Kohanim's job, the Kohanim doing Levim's job. Everyone has their own avoda we're going to see. Ma'atem be'avodat mizbeach, just like you, Kohanim, the Pasuk's talking to, your avoda is on the mizbeach. As remember from Zvachim, the Kohanim do the avoda on the mizbeach. Now remember, what was the avoda that even a non-kohen could do? Shechita, beautiful, heard in a lot of places. Shechita kasher bazar, but after shechita holacha and then on, it has to be a kohen. They have to do the avodas that are actually on the mizbeach. Afhem, so you too be'avodas mizbeach. So your avoda is on the mizbeach. Your avoda is not with the levim, is what Hashem is telling the kohanim. Tanya namihachi, there's a brisa also explains this. V'lo yamutu gam hem gam atem. You shouldn't die because of doing someone else's avoda, not you and not them and not you. Atem b'shelahem. So if you kohanim do a levi's avoda, v'hem b'shelahem, and if a levi does a kohen's avoda, b'mita. So then they're going to die. That's where they're warned that there is a death penalty for this. But hem b'shelahem, a levi doing a different levi's avoda, einan b'mita ele bezhara. They're not going to get death penalty for that, only a warning. So what's going on is that the Levim have different kinds of avoda. We're about to see. Amar Abaye, Naktinan, we have a tradition. Mishorer Shishi'er B'shel Chavero B'mita. So he explains what's going on. Their tradition is a singer who closes the gates instead of his friend, the gatekeeper, he is Chayav Misa. It's Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Sanhedrin doesn't actually execute or stone people for this, but they're not supposed to do this, and it's a Misa B'dei Shemayim because we have some Levim are singers and some are gatekeepers. A singer is a Mishorer, and the gatekeeper is a Sho'er, because Lashon Sha'ar with the Ayin is the gates. So some Levim had the job of opening and closing the doors, and now we have the special electronic locks, so you consult your Levi how to work those. And some Levim had the job of singers, and we do not switch off. So the first Baraisa told us that it's an Azhara if they switch jobs. And now Abaye is bringing this tradition that it's B'misa. So even a singer who's doing opening the gates, or a gatekeeper who's going to sing, that's B'misa. And obviously, if someone's a gatekeeper and they go and they start to sing, you might want to die if you hear them. Shenemar, so what's the source for this? Ne'emar, achonim lifnei mishkan kedma, those who are camped in front of the mishkan, lifnei ohel moed v'chulu, and they're camped there, those Levim and Kohen are camped there, v'hazar krev yumas, and a zar that comes close to there, to the avoda, he's going to die. My zar, what kind of zar are we talking about? Ilim or zar mamish, are we talking about mamish and non-Levi? Haksiv hadazimna, we already learned about that in the first pasuk. So the zarim can't go there. And now we're saying the zar krev yumas, so we're meaning ela lav zar la'osa avoda. It's a zar for that particular avoda. So it's a levi, but he's a zar for his singing. So if he's a gatekeeper levi, he can't be a singing levi. If he's a singing levi, he can't be a gatekeeper levi. Rabose, there's something else Levim would do. Anyone know what the third avoda was? How about at nighttime? What do they do at night? Singing at night? No. Opening the gates at night? No. They were the honor guard. They were shomer. So the jobs were shorer, sho'er, and shomer. Which is very lucky that they're all very close in language. They were shomer. We're going to learn in Maseches Midos. So there's a preview of coming attractions in Midos. We learn about the layout of the temple and where everything was, how much space there were. We learn where the shomrim would stand. That inside, they would have a Kohen inside and a Levi outside at the same gate. We learn the Levim can't go inside, the Kohen can't go outside, because everyone has a specific job. So there are certain doors that needed a shomer. It's an honor guard. And the Rambam brings that a palace with no sentries standing at the door, it's not so mechubad, but a palace with sentries at the door, that's what we want our Beis HaMikdash to be like, to have this honor guard of Levim. So we don't mention the shomer here because the shomrim were only at night. Baruch Hashem, in Baltimore, we have shomrim by day and by night, but there the shomrim were only at night, and so it wasn't a problem. If someone was singing by day or gatekeeping by day, they could still be a shomer at night. This is the origins of night shift. If you ask any doctor or nurse, this is the night shift. Shomrim in the Beis HaMikdash is the makor for that. So it's a beautiful thing that the Levim had three jobs, that they could be singers, gatekeepers, or shomer, or some of the above. So you see that everyone had their own avoda and their own value. This is, mostly this specific is archin. Every human being has their value, and every human being has a job that Hashem wants us to do on this earth. Some of us, Rabosei, are singers. Some of us are gatekeepers in many ways, so many ways. When we're a father to a family, you have to be a gatekeeper of what comes into our family, what kind of media they're exposed to, what kind of books they read. We have to be a gatekeeper in a way to really preserve their kedusha. We have to be a gatekeeper, everyone, of what comes out of our mouth. God forbid, not lashon hara. We want to be encouraging people. We're a gatekeeper. We also need to be a shomer. We need to be shomer at night of our kedusha and shomer of our time to learn Torah and be osek in mitzvot and to be raising our kedusha. Rambam also writes famously, "Don't waste any night." He says, "You learn by day and by night, but most of your chokhmah, most of your real deep understanding, will only come at night, because it's the something about the mazel of the night, the quiet, the yechidut, being having that power, that quiet, and using it properly." So we see that all of us can be mekayim the avoda of levim, and all of us have a certain avoda to do, and we don't want to infringe someone else's avoda. If someone else is a very great basketball player, it's not our job to be a great basketball player. Baruch Hashem, we can be a fan, but we don't have to mekayim everything. We have Hashem has many shluchim, Hashem has many servants to do his avoda, so we should all be blessed to find our personal avoda and work on that and build that. Good. Two dots. Meisive mishorer sheshi'er. So there's a brisa not like Abaye. He said that says a singer that does gatekeeping or a gatekeeper that does singing is not punished by death. So just a warning not to do this. Tanaihi. So it's a machlokes tanaim. The Tanya, the brisa says Ma'ase Rabbi Yeshua bar Chananya. He was a Levi. Shehalach l'sayeya behagafas delatos etzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. He was a singer, and he went to go help Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, another Levi, close the gates. Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada tells him, "Bni, my son, chazor l'acharecha, turn around, go back. Shita mina mishorim, you're one of the singers. Lo mina mishorim, and you're not one of the gatekeepers." So he says, "Let me get the door." My love, b'haikam l'flei, wasn't this their machlokis? Demar savar misahi. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada says, "Look, you're going to be high of misa if you close these doors." Gazru ba rabbanan. And so the rabbis had a gezeira, he shouldn't even try to help him close the doors. But Mansavar, Azharahi, it's only Azhara, Vlogazar Bara. And so the rabbis didn't make a gezeira, so he could help him close the doors, maybe. Dukuli Alma Azharahi, no, they both agree it's an Azhara and not a Misa, it's not like a Bayez tradition. Mar Savar Misayeya Gazar Barabana, and one holds that just assisting, that if a gatekeeper's already got the door and you're just helping him close the door, it's a large door, but it's heavy. So the Rabbanan made a gezeira, so you shouldn't do it by yourself. And Mar Savar, lo gozer ba Rabbanan. And the other, Rabbi Yeshua held, they didn't make a gezeira. So if the gatekeeper's already closing the door, the singer could go and help him. That's what he hold. But the gatekeeper, he saw, was very proud of his work. And he said, "No, listen, you're a singer. I got this door. It's heavy, but I got it. This is my avoda. Let me do my avoda." Beautiful. A question related to song. Bayi Revi Avin, olas nidvas tzibur, Tuna shira o ena tuna shira. So this is a nedava of the tzibur. Now we know an ola of the tzibur, an olas chova, does need shir. What if it's a nedava? Rashi says it's a keitz hamizbeach, or some would say keitz hamizbeach. It's a dessert. If they had extra time on the mizbeach, it wasn't busy, they would take money out of the shofar for the tzibur, and they would bring an ola just to keep the mizbeach going, to keep it busy, which would be a nedava. The Ola of a Yachid doesn't need, because an Ola of a Yachid doesn't have Nesachim. The Ola of a Tzibor has Nesachim that come with it. So when they had a Keitz HaMizbeach, or they had a Nidvat Tzibor, would they say Shira when they were pouring the Nesachim or not? Let's find out. O Enatuna Shira. Good. Olo Teichem Amar Rachmana. So the Pasuk says, Olo Teichem. It says, when you bring your ola. So how are we going to translate olo techem? Is that a chov on the tzibur or any ola of the tzibur? Because techem is plural or bosai. So is it olo techem? All of your olas are achmana, achas olas chova, achas olas nedava, whether it's a required ola or it's even a nedava, a gift. Thank you, a gift. Odilma olo techem, dechulu Yisrael kamar. Or maybe it's only an ola that applies to all of Yisrael, kamar rachmana. It's only a chova and not an adava. Tashima, so come in here. Vayomer chizkiyahu lahalos ola. They fix the gears here. Lamizbeach. Ve'esa chel ola chel shir Hashem v'hatzotzros al yidei klei David melech Yisrael. So what's going on here is Chizkiah, the Melech, is saying, but Rashi says really he's asking. We have this interesting Lashon, Amar. So Amar is, we learn from Rashi and Chumash, is a gentle Lashon. That Diber is Lashon Kashe, that Hashem was Medaber to the men and was Amar to the women, so it's more gentle. So here Rashi says it's because he's asking. Chizkiah is consulting. So when Chizkiah is saying, when we bring up this Ola on the Mizbeach, is that when we start the song and the instruments that David HaMelech had? So apparently they're still the instruments of David HaMelech, which is really wonderful. And Chizkiah is asking because his father Achaz had shut down the Beis HaMikdash. So Achaz had been involved in Avodah Zarah, and he had stopped the Avodah of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, and now they were restarting the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe he wasn't totally familiar with the procedure about when they start singing the song. So the king is asking the Sanhedrin, so when do they start singing the song? Is it when it comes up on the Mizbeach? What's the procedure? So Hai Shira, Mayavita. So what kind of shir are we talking about? Ilema de Olas Chova. If it's an Ola Chova, Lama Leim Luche. Why is he asking? Of course it needs a shir. So really, we're using this as a source for Olas Nadava. Ela Lav, La Olas Nadava. So this Ola they're talking about must have been a Nadava. It was a Nadava that the Tzibor was bringing as a thank you to Hashem that we're restarting the Avoda after Achaz. And he's asking, do we say a song on this? Amar of Yosef, Lo, Olas Rosh Chodesh Hava. No, it's really the Ola of Rosh Chodesh. Kami Bailahu. That's what he's asking about. Mi hukba Rosh Chodesh Bizmano Likarev O Lo. And he's asking the Sanhedrin or the Bezdin, were you Mekadesh the Chodesh yet that we should bring the Musaf today for Rosh Chodesh? Because we know that sometimes there's a little bit of leeway. We saw a few days ago when we were talking about the years and the leap years. Maybe there's a little bit of leeway a day or two. So were you Mekadosh the Chodesh yet that we should bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? Amar Le'Abaye, Abaye says that's impossible. Mi Matzis Amas Hache, you can't say this. Haksiv, Bayom Shisha Asar LeChodesh. It was the 16th day of the month. We know no Bezdin is going to be Mekadosh Chodesh on the 16th day of the month. That's the middle of the month already, your Bezai. So a few days leeway, maybe you have 1 or 2 days leeway. 16 days, you do not. The Chodesh Harishon, it's Chodesh Harishon. It's actually Chodesh Harishon. We know is also, anyone? Chodesh Harishon, the first Chodesh. Chodesh Zeh Yelechem Rosh Chodesh. Nisan, beautiful. So it was Nisan. They were doing Pesach. V'yomer Chizkiyahu lahalo ta'ola l'mizbeach. So that's when he's asking about when we sing the song. Elamar Rami Bere de Rav Yeva Keves Haba'ima Omer Kamibai Lahu. He's asking about the sheep that comes with the Karban Omer because it's the 16th day of Nisan. So the 15th day of Nisan is when we bring our Karban Pesach. So the special offering of the 16th day of Nisan, the first daytime of Pesach, is the Omer, which is a mincha brought from barley. And bringing this minchat Omer is matir the chadash. Now we can start eating the chadash, the new grain that took root and grew that year. That's when it becomes a mutter. And it's a barley offering. It's made of barley from near Yerushalayim, very finely sifted, very special mincha. But listen, you can't just eat bread. You have to bring a keves with it. You have to have some flesh with your bread. So there's a keves that the Torah commands comes with the Omer. So he's asking about this keves, this Ola, if it needs shear or not. That's what he's asking about. And what he's asking is it really time to bring the Karban Omer? That's what kami by the who. Mi kava Rosh Chodesh Bizmanu Likarev Olo. He says, was Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the right day that right now is the day for bringing the Omer or not? Because you want the Omer to be on the correct day. We know that the Tzadukim used to try to play around with the Omer because they wanted it to be on Sunday. Because they said Memocharat Shabbat was literally Sunday. So they always wanted to move around the day and bring the Karban Omer on Sunday. So Chizkiyahu, maybe he's before the Tzadukim, but he's saying, listen, are we bringing the Omer on the right day? We're bringing this Ola on the right day. We should sing a song that this is really an Ola Tzibur. Maskila Rav Avya says, is it true? Lechzeh. Pesach Hechiyavid, when did it bring Karban Pesach? If it's the 16th day of Nisan, and you're asking me about the Karban Omer and the Keves that comes with it, yeah, Pesach Hechiyavid, Matzah Hechiyochil. So last night, no, did you have a Seder? Did you have a Seder last night? Chizkiyah, think back to last night, it wasn't that long ago. Did you eat matzah? Did you bring a Karban Pesach and eat your Karban Pesach? You know, they were mamish, they had Pesach with a real Karban Pesach, so you're going to remember that. Ele Amar Ravashi, Midi Dehava Ashlicha de Tzibura. So really, he's acting like a Shliach Tzibur. De Mimlech, who asks permission, he says, Birshut, he says, Savri. This is the Mekor for this. We say, Savri Maranan, before we say a bracha on the yayin, and some sources bring down, this is because yayin was a curse in the days of Noach, that yayin could be a curse or a blessing. So you say savri, and they answer l'chaim, because this wine should be not for a curse, but it should be for life. It should be l'chaim. And we ask before benching, before the zimun, birshus. That's not part of the zimun. That's asking permission that I should lead the zimun. We say birshus rabosai. So that's he's asking in this concept that he's not asking permission. He's sort of asking as a courtesy. Hashde asis lahachi afilu tema olas chova. It could be even an olas chova. Midahava ashlicha de tzibur de mimlich. Like the shliach tzibur who's going to daven and he asks the rishus. We still do this. I think of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We still the shliach tzibur sort of asks permission from the kahal to represent us. So we see a concept of asking permission before undertaking something important. What's the first time this happens in the Chumash? Anyone? The first time somebody consults with someone else to begin something new. Nase Adam b'tzalmeinu k'yudmiseinu. Hashem does it. Hashem does this. Hashem doesn't need permission from a malach. Hashem doesn't need to consult the Bezdin Shalmala. Hashem is showing that Hashem is about to undertake something very critical and important in creation, the creation of man, the creation of human beings, the pinnacle of creation. That's why Hashem goes to the lengths of saying, Naseh, should we be making man now? Should we reach the pinnacle of creation and make this human being who's going to learn the Torah and Mekayim the Torah, who's going to be the tachlis of creation? So you see that Hashem does this too. Hashem, in a way, said, Savri. We should all say, L'chaim. Good. Tashima. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megogolin zechut liyom zakai. We bring more zechut, more merit on a meritous day. V'chovo liyom chayev. And more bad things come on a bad day. Amru, kishacharev habayis brishona. The first time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Osayom tisha b'av haya. We all know the date. It was tisha b'av. Motzei Shabbos hava. It was a Sunday. Motzei Shviis haisa. It was the year after Shviis. Mishmarto shel Yehoyariv haita. And the mishmar of Kohanim was Yehoyariv family. The Hayu Kohanim Levim Omdim Aladuchan. The Kohanim and Levim were standing on the bandstand. Omim Shira, and they were saying Shira. Ma Shira Amru, what were they saying? The Yeshiv Alehem Es Onam Vratam Yatzmitem. And we know the continuation, Lo Hispiku Lomar Yatzmitem Hashem Elokeinu. They did not get to finish that pasuk. It should say Yatzmitem Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, you'll destroy them. You'll take revenge for us. Ad Shebo Oivim Mekivshim. And right then, in the middle of the pasuk of their song, in the middle of that pasuk, that's when the enemy entered the Beis HaMikdash. Ken Bishnia. The same exact thing happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. It was all the same occurrences. Hi Shira Ma'avite. So what song? Why were they singing a song right now? So this is going back to the original question. Do we have to sing a song on a Ola Nedava? So here we see the Kohanim, the Levim, they were singing a song in the Beis HaMikdash at that moment when the enemies entered the Beis HaMikdash. Ilemed Olas Chova. You say there was an Olas Chova then. Mihavia, did they have an Ola there? They didn't have. B'yud Zayin B'tamuz Batal Tamid. It was already 3 weeks before they ran out of Tamidim. They no longer had animals to bring the tamid, to bring the continual offering of the morning and the afternoon. El Lav de Olas Nedava. So maybe they had an Olas Nedava and they were singing a song on the Olas Nedava. And this would prove from here, Rabbi Yosai, that we do sing an Olas Nedava. But Tispera, you really think that's logical? Maishna Olas Chova de Lo Have. If they didn't even have an Olas Chova of the tamid Shachar, tamid Shabbat Noaim, Maishna de Olas Nedava. How are they bringing an Olas Nedava? De Have. How would they have such a thing? Halukasha, don't ask a question. Ben Bakar Ikrai Be'oma. They happen to find a calf. So the Tamid Shel Shachar, it can be a kevis, it can be a sheep, it can be a goat, can't be a cow. So now they happen to find a cow, and they said, Baruch Hashem, we haven't had a Tamid Shel Shachar in 3 weeks. Quick, let's bring this cow as an Olan Dava. So maybe they're singing on that. Habadiz Rami Lahu. So they happen to get a cow. Amar Rava Vitema Rav Ashi V'tispra. Really? Shira De Yome L'Shem Ha'aretz Mala. It was Sunday. It was Yom Rishon, they said. That was the Yom Chova. And the shir we sing, we do this in Shacharit, is we sing L'Shem Ha'aretz Mala on Sunday. V'yashev Aleihem Esonam B'shir Derbaya. That's Wednesday's song. Arbaya B'Shabbos Hu. So on Wednesday, here we are. Next Wednesday, pay attention, and we're going to sing that song. Ela Ailia be'alma hu d'nafalu b'mayhu. It was sort of a kina. It was a dirge. They sort of were struck with Ruach HaKodesh, and they started singing this dirge that was nogea. They were asking Hashem to take revenge, for Hashem to uproot the enemies that were coming in. That's why they sang that. Ha'omdim al duchanim ketane, but they were standing on the bandstand. Kidreish Lakish. So that's what Reish Lakish teaches. They could stand there. De Amar Omer Shalo ala Karban. They could sing a song even without a karban. He says if the levim and the instruments, the band is up there on the bandstand, they could sing a song in the base of Mikdash even without a karban. Ihachi b'olas nedava nami lema. So no, if they're allowed to sing a song, according to Reish Lakish, they're allowed to sing a song anytime they want. So why are you asking me if they can sing a song in the Ola Nedava? If they have permission, let them go ahead and sing a song when they bring an Ola Nedava. Nafik minei chorba. So there could be a ruin comes out of this. Rashi explains because they're going to say, well, we have permission to sing a song by an Ola Nedava, but we don't have to. So when they bring an Ola Tchova, which definitely requires a song, we saw an Amanov, the song is Ma'akev, then they're going to say, well, we may have permission, maybe we won't. So maybe they won't have a good voice that they don't want to sing. So no, we will always require it by an Ola Tchova, but we won't require it by Ola Nedava so people don't make mistakes. My Havilah, so what was the answer? Tashima Datane Rav Mari Bered Rav Kahana. So Rav Mari and Rav Kahana said, Al Olutechem Val Zivche Shamehem. We're comparing Ola and Shlamim. Ma Ola Kodesh Kodshim. So Ola is holy of holies. None of it we eat ourselves. Af Shlamim, so to a Shlamim, Kodesh Kodshim. So a Shlamim we only sing when it's Kodesh Kodshim, when it's a Shalmei Atzeres, it's a Shalmei Tzibur. And that needs a nesachim, and it's a shlamim that's for the achov of the kol tzibur. Mashlamim kavu lehem zman, just like a shlamim has a set time. That's when it's a shlamim of the tzibur. Af ola kavu lehem zman. So to only an ola which has a set time, only an ola which is a chova that has a set time, that requires song. But an ola which is an adava that does not have a set time does not require song. Shkayach rabosai. Got waited.